A warm welcome to the Kremlin. Viktor Orban and Vladimir Putin, two self-styled strongmen battling Western liberalism, have developed a close relationship.
I'm very glad that over the last years we've had balanced, predictable relations.
That is not how Hungary's European Union partners see relations with Russia. But this meeting was about business as well as friendship. Hungary is hugely reliant on Russia for energy.
Not just for its gas, and I think it gets about three quarters of its gas from Russia, but also because more than half of its electricity comes from nuclear plants, and 100% of the fuel for those nuclear plants comes from Russia. So it's very easy for the Russians to remind the Hungarians that a cold winter is coming. If they want to exercise political leverage on.
President Putin reiterated Russia's commitment to investing in Hungary through its state-owned nuclear giant.
Rosatom will start constructing two new energy units at the Pax nuclear power plant in the near future.
The Pax nuclear project raises alarms in Brussels.
Hungary is taking out a large Russian loan to cover the cost of it. This is something which the Commission for a long time, the European Commission, resisted and tried to block. Eventually the Commission rather grudgingly cleared the deal, but it's now running into delays, cost overruns and the like.
As Hungary warms to Moscow, relations with Brussels are icy. EU lawmakers voted last week to initiate punitive measures against Budapest for flouting the bloc's treaties on the rule of law. Meanwhile, Hungary has repeatedly spoken out against EU sanctions on Russia enacted in the wake of Moscow's invasion of Crimea. But so far, Prime Minister Orban has resisted voting against the measures in the European Council, a move that would, in effect, veto them.
But it may be that as part of thumbing his nose at the rest of Europe, now that he faces sanctions over the rule of law, that he may decide that he can actually afford to block the sanctions on Russia the next time they come up for renewal.
For now, it seems Orban is not ready to take such a dramatic step, despite such close relations with Moscow. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.